This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, come on in. The door's open. We are The Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1 as we welcome in the mappers to what has already been an extraordinary show because we're all present and accounted for. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Been running the gamut, talking a little All-Star, talking a little NBA trades, bouncing around, talking a little minor league baseball and kilts. We've run the gamut a little bit. Music with Rick Rubin and Dre.
Which Lamont said, if it wasn't for Parliament, then Dr. Dre would be a nobody. Or we wouldn't regard Dre the way we do if it wasn't for Parliament Funkadelic. Now, I will admit that he did sample quite a bit for the whole G-Funk era and the whole, Death Row and do the Chronic album and all that. But my argument for Dre is he has been one of, if not the best producer across just about every era of hip hop since he's been alive, going all the way back to the World Class Wrecking Crew. Not only that, but he's discovered and been the genius behind N.W.A., Eminem, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Tupac. I mean, not, Tupac was already made, but dude, California Love. So take that into account, plus the fact that Dre is responsible for creating empires at three different record labels: Ruthless, Death Row, and Aftermath. Rick Rubin stayed at Def Jam. So we talked yesterday about sampling. The whole premise of hip hop is based off of sampling. So when people hate on producers that do sampling, that's the whole premise behind the music. It was breakbeats. It was using older tracks to create the current version of music that is hip hop. So don't hate on guys that sample.
I think it's fair to go either way in terms of choosing either one of them.
Your argument for one or the other shouldn't be that this guy sucks, because dude, neither of them suck. I mean, if you're going to sit here and tell me that Dr. Dre wouldn't be a great producer because if he couldn't sample, I would just strongly disagree with that.
You just look at his body of work from start to finish and realize that he just needed a door that opened for him. And once he got in the door and then got to be able to express his own creativity and do things his way, he brought some things and he was innovative in the way he brought certain things to the table. You said the difference between the two of them could be the more technology used and the little idiosyncrasies that he uses when he produces, as opposed to Rick Rubin, who was more straight to the board.
Yeah. And, greatness, it doesn't have to line up identically across all these producers. They're all great. So some of the ones that we've mentioned already, somebody said Timbaland on...
Tim's great.
Yeah, so there's...
I think he came up with the Dirt Off Your Shoulders beat, which is just fantastic. An absolute sick beat.
And then he did everything.
I don't know if that's on your list or his list.
It was on...
Dirt Off Your Shoulders.
Is mine, right?
Yeah, because you had 99
problems.
Yeah,
he had 99 problems, so I did Dirt Off Your Shoulders. And think about who Tim's worked with, because from Justin Timberlake, Missy. Nelly Furtado, Missy, Elliot. I mean, he's from the gamut,
Aaliyah,
too.
Jay-Z. Yeah. So they're all great in their own way.
Did you see, when you mentioned G-Funk, did you see that they've got this new G-Funk series, docuseries coming out?
No.
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix. But they were doing the premiere, and Snoop is basically behind all of it.
He's
the one leading the whole thing. And he did not, for one reason or another, and there's a huge controversy, that he did not offer Warren G's family any invites to the premiere.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah, Warren G passed away, and his son played.
Wait. Warren G.
Or not Warren? Wasn't it Warren G?
Nate Dogg's son.
Yeah.
Warren G. passed away.
Right. So Nate Dogg's son, who played football at Washington, was like, "Yo, what's up? Can I get an invite? I mean, can't the family get an invite? My old man passed away. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be there." And I guess Snoop just silent.
Wow.
Yeah, it was released on YouTube on July 11th.
Okay. So I knew it was
G-Funk was the name, is the name of the documentary. But that happens from time to time too, because I think it was, I don't know if it's a similar situation, but maybe it is. But Big Punisher and Fat Joe.
Yeah.
When Big Pun died, Big Pun's family were kind of like, how come you kind of forgot about us? You know, Big Punisher and Fat Joe, I don't know if they came up together, but they were kind of hot at the same time.
Yeah. Fat Joe took off a bit too, and he kind of crossed into mainstream more. He did things with J-Lo and
I think that was that whole.
He's had mainstream songs like All the Way Up. He does a lot of mainstream songs with French Montana, and he made it. Like, he continued to grow.
Yeah, it's different than it was like when I was in high school, because nowadays going mainstream, everyone wants to be mainstream. That's where the money is.
Right.
Back in the day, I remember. You know, people used to make fun of MC Hammer because he was mainstream and he got called a sellout left and right. But then you got Wu-Tang, you got Redman and Method Man doing Right Guard commercials, and that's not
true.
A sellout.
I remember
are
those.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
So it became less about being true to the art form and more about, yo, we got to get paid while we can still get paid. And that's why, and it's evolved to that. And now you got dudes dressing up in wedding gowns and carrying AK-47s in their videos. Anything to go viral and make money, people are doing it, man. They don't care anymore.
Fat Joe even mainstreamed himself with the Lean Back stuff. Back kind of went mainstream.
Little dance
and
action.
What's Love was the J-Lo song.
That was a massive song.
Yeah.
J-Rap, by the way, wanted to know, do you guys play the intro again because of the simulcast? Yes.
Yes, correct. We do.
It's to welcome new...
welcome in the map.
Yes.
We debated...
Yeah, we did. We debated about doing the What Up H-Town again, and I told Joe, that's you. If you feel it, do it. If you don't. It's totally on you.
We got to come up with something catchy. Else. Yeah, if we could find something else.
What's up, Pound Town? No.
Or something that incorporates
the
mappers.
I've always wanted to just say,
What up, sports mappers?
That rolls off the tongue.
You're on the map, bitches. No, you can't do that. That's inappropriate.
The globe to give you the best in sports coverage.
Is it a different listenership on 94.1?
It's an additional.
I'd like,
but no. Is it an older crowd? Like, is it a more stuffy crowd? Should we clean it up in hour number three?
From what I hear, Palillo is the one that dominates that audience.
Oh,
we should ask
definitely
him.
Definitely an older, stuffier crowd.
I'm not so sure about that all the time.
I said, I knew that was going to happen. From both of you guys were going to have something to say right when I said that. So let's be honest.
I don't.
I just
did
said
you say big shoes to fill,
huh?
Oh, I thought you said those are some big shoes to fill.
I didn't say that. No, I definitely didn't say that.
We could do the thrill of victory and the agony of the shoes on your feet. No.
Mm. You want to take this call?
Yeah.
Because it's relevant to what we've been talking about this segment. Marcus wants to talk about the documentary about Dr. Dre, I'm guessing?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's up, Marcus?
I'm calling. Did you watch the documentary between Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine?
Yeah,
yes.
It was great.
Okay, because that whole thing with Jimmy Iovine signing different artists and allowing them to produce, he got Timberland, he got the Clips with Pharrell Williams, and he had Dr. Dre under there, and he was doing Marilyn Manson. So I'm just saying, with his body of work, spanning from Bruce Springsteen to Lady Gaga, to me, that's the greatest producer out there.
Jimmy Iovine.
He's the one who opened up the door for Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
The Defiant Ones.
But
is
that
the
wasn't the question, Marcus.
About?
I get what you're saying, Marcus, but the question was specifically between Dr. Dre and Rick Rubin. Who would you choose? That was the question.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I would have to, because I love some Dre, but Rick Rubin did some stuff, man.
Yeah, the guy that asked the question texted in and said, hey, don't forget, Rick Rubin also did the Red Hot Chili Peppers, System of a Down, Johnny Cash, Adele, Ed Sheeran. He's obviously much more diverse than Dre.
Right. Crossed a lot of genres.
Yes,
what about you can't sleep on what Dre did with Eminem?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Dre's responsible for Snoop, Eminem, N.W.A.
Yeah.
50. And he did Gwen Stefani, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Dre did?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Appreciate the call, Marcus.
Yeah, good stuff, Marcus. Thanks.
Yeah. You can sit here all day. It's so subjective. It's like anything.
I know. I wish I had either one of their money.
Oh my God.
Then they collaborated with the Apple deal that they got going on now and all that. And then the Beats by Dr. Dre.
Oof. It's insane. The money's insane.
Ridiculous.
Oh, you Mike said, yeah, it won't be long now before Barry goes venereal. Oh, I mean viral. I hate you so much. So
he has been hurt.
Oh,
from
you
today.
Mike, you kiss my ass.
He actually called in during the last show, during the fill-ins, but no, we didn't take
really?
His call.
Oh, that was smart. Wow. Barry, who's headlining with you? I'll go this weekend. My wife and I are looking for something to do this weekend.
Don't you lie.
Since we're kidless.
He's lying to you. He's not going
to
show up.
Yeah, probably
say,
not.
Up, Barry?
No, it's Greg Warren. Really funny dude. Nationally touring. He used to be a wrestler. Not a wrestling wrestler, professional fake fighter. He's like a college wrestler. And I think he's got more
it's
of
not
a sport.
Fake fighting. Put some respect on it.
He's got more of a sports feel. Like I think he, and I don't know if he does anymore in a set, but he used to talk about wrestling from time to time, but very highly regarded, well-respected headliner that's been touring and working the circuit for a very long time. So
cool.
I'm really excited about it. He's one of
check
the,
it out.
Yeah. He's one of the higher up headliners that I've worked with in the last couple of years. So pretty cool.
In your backyard.
Yeah.
At the home club. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you do want to join the show, we do always throw it out there. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. And, of course, you can always reach us via Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. It's a way back Wednesday here on The Usual
Pandering.
Suspects, which means from 2000 to 2008, if the song fit, then you can play it. And Nick is hour number three.
The third hour, a.k.a. the pandering hour.
It's not a pandering hour. If every single song was Houston-based, then yeah, perhaps it's a pandering hour. But it's not a pandering hour with just one little flip song.
I mean, you didn't have to get so defensive.
No, I'm getting defensive because you keep calling it pandering. Damn it.
Siri, spinning the hits in hour number
three. Why don't you just go Google Siri, old man? This is a good song. Who would have ever thought to put Pac-Man... This like
it's
80s
genius.
Videos, dude.
So it blended in perfect with
you know
the beat.
What, you know what pisses me off about it? If I were to do this and put like a people would be like, that's the dumbest beat I've ever heard, you dumbass. What are you doing? Pac-Man, get out of here. That would happen.
There was a time. That was pretty big stuff.
Yeah, it was.
I think and we also knew the sound effects from Donkey Kong, too.
Yeah.
That was my best shot at it.
That was all right, not your best.
We'll go to break. We'll come back with more. It is The Usual Suspects.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of The Usual Suspects, simulcasting on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a way back Wednesday. Songs between 2000 and 2008 with no particular theme as we left it generic this week. Barry did hour number one. I did hour number two. Nick is currently involved in hour number three.
So Lamont, we're still going back and forth about this because as you guys know, I'm pretty passionate about hip hop and the genre of music as a whole. But he said hip hop has gone through major transformations. Hip hop at its infancy was more about the DJ and the MC. Came later. Now I can't even name five DJs. DJs used to be huge, but not anymore. Actually, the DJ's role was to produce the beat. And so the DJ's role still exists. It's just not called a DJ. He moved from behind the turntables and behind the board or the computer nowadays, but there's still a person responsible for that beat. So 40 years ago, guys like Dr. Dre or Timbaland, those would have been the big name DJs. Like Jazzy Jeff used to be a DJ, but he was responsible for producing the music as well. So no, do guys like does Terminator? Is there a Terminator X in every group? No, but there's still a guy responsible for making the beats. Back in the day, like I said yesterday, they would use break beats. They would use music instrumentals or hooks and stuff that they could find to create beats using turntables live. That role still exists, and that guy is doing it. He's just doing it as the producer and not a DJ.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah, they're just it's just a different name, yes. and the DJ name it's is evolved. Still... Exactly. That's
they
did, all
they
is.
Didn't go away. They just evolved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's my man that passed away from DMC?
Jam Master J.
Jam Master yeah. J. There yep. you go. Yep.
Well, Nick's hour should be called the Pity Hour.
The Pity Hour. See, that's just y'all. Y'all started that. So I'm going to allow these texts that say...
We didn't
I'm winning because
it.
Of because of pity.
It's
I'm
gonna
allow it
because
I have
we,
no choice.
Joel's hour is the petty hour.
We didn't start it, but it's our fault that yeah. we.
I who could, started using the word pity? Y'all
you.
Too.
We misled you and admitted
Not
to
me.
It, and then oh, okay, here comes the finger pointing.
Oh, it was you, Joel. It was you.
It was me. It was me. I just didn't need him pointing the finger to point it.
I forgot. I really forgot.
Because what he said was, he goes, Barry, leave him. Stop it. You're going to make everyone sympathy vote and pity vote for Nick. And yeah, that's exactly that's what happened. It wasn't based off of merit or any skill.
Then the world's smallest violins became
y'all
the went, Jolly Green Giant.
See, y'all went back to the tweet and noticed y'all were losing. And that's why all this is happening.
Am I losing?
I don't know.
Well, I don't care because I had a very specific frame of reference for my
Excuses.
List. It had nothing to do with wanting to win today.
Oh, so now you're just saying I wasn't going to win anyway
really
because
think...
I was just trying to get at
no,
Joel.
Yeah, you totally, yeah.
No.
You
not going to let you use that excuse.
Really?
Nope.
You think I would have put Eminem's Do Re Mi on a list
yeah.
from 2000
You would make a decision like that, yeah.
Oh my God. You got to stop day drinking on the job. This is, we can't get anything done.
I didn't have an opportunity today. I had to produce for Charlie Polillo. And it took out of my drinking hours between 11 and 1.
So here's a new list.
Between 11 and 1.
You're like the Granado of the midday.
Yeah, it's just morning
drink
somewhere.
Before the show.
It's happy hour somewhere else.
He texted y'all his prep yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. A picture of
they
Coors
Light. They were drinking
Light.
On the air.
Yeah. And he's like, can you send one of the interns? I've got cash.
It wouldn't
to go get
me.
Some more beer?
Why don't we do that?
Safe and HR friendly. Let's send the interns to go buy beer.
They're 21, right?
Why can't we do that? I don't understand. Why don't we do that, Nick? I know Joel doesn't drink, but what are we doing with our life?
I'm just a poor little producer. I'm going to let you guys make this.
We need a drink. Hey, do you guys decide that you can tell this text is from a new listener?
Okay. Well,
do you guys decide on a theme for your Wednesday music stuff internally, or do you take suggestions from the peanut gallery?
Very well might be a sports mapper, Joel. Yep.
That's what
94.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what
we
do you have
how long for the ride?
How old do you think they are? Maybe 80? 75?
That's not nice.
No?
That's not nice.
Got,
and now they won't be back. Thank
we've
you
got
for
youngins on 94.1.
I will say this though, lately when I've been driving around after the show, I have been switching back and forth depending on where I'm at. It's very convenient.
It
I really
convenient.
Like having it. It's great.
I catch the guys in the morning, and the thing that bothers me the most that I'm still trying to get a grasp on is the clearest of days, the nicest, no clouds in the sky days are the ones where ESPN 97.5 fades and is the signals have the most issues.
Yeah. But like in the Woodlands, I get 97.5 better than 94.1. But when I'm out on the west side, it's the opposite.
I blame the dust.
You blame the drugs, the African dust?
The African drugs. Dust is the blame.
But there's options. You can be old like Joel and Barry and switch back and forth from 94.1 and 97.5, or you can download the app like I do and listen on ESPN 97.5 on the on
using
the app.
Your Bluetooth connection on your phone to your car?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Just there's options for everybody for all ages. I'm just saying.
All right. You know what? You kiss my ass. All right. You just go to hell, youngster. Why don't you go Google some Siri and leave me alone?
Google me, Chuck.
So Deshaun Verlander said, I are y'all in on the Instapot craze?
Don't know what that is.
Which my very first thought is, do they have microwavable pot? Is that what this is? And he said, no, it's a pressure cooker. I really thought it was like some new edible. That was like
sounds like some new sous vide thing.
I was going to make a joke that it was like a microwave crock pot.
No, he just said it's a badass pressure cooker. No, I'm just doing sous vide still. Which somebody asked about
doing a burger?
Yeah, somebody asked me about doing hamburgers sous vide style, and I haven't done that yet. You can
probably can't be that bad.
Would it be able to keep it.
Yeah, because you're supposed to vacuum seal it in the bag. Oh. So you just put it in the bag and it'll stay flat. But I've done lamb chops and I do steak a lot. But I don't have a pressure cooker. I've always wondered about the pressure cooker and the
I've
the
heard about
science
it just like I've heard
that.
About your sous vide and I didn't, you know.
Yeah,
it just sounds so non-traditional that I don't
weird, right?
I don't go for non I don't know why I should stop that.
You're more of a George Foreman
grill guy.
People
nowadays with very good reason.
I would use that.
The pressure cooker should be an outdated thing.
Why?
Because a lot of people are freaked out. Because that's
about bombs.
It does sound,
bombs
yeah, it does sound dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous. They just that's what people use to make bombs.
They make
out
the
of.
Bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
I was at the Boston Marathon.
By the way, everybody, this is the only part that I hate about getting our having discussions about specific producers is now everyone has sent every name of every producer that has ever existed. And it's like, well, we're trying to narrow the focus to these two guys. That's the
that was the question at hand.
Yeah, the question at hand was two guys, and then everyone goes, hey, don't forget about this guy. It's like, oh, no, we're talking about two guys. Please stop naming every producer that you can remember. It's just these two, Dre and Rick Rubin.
On behalf of Nick and myself, new listener, we would like to recommend that you please ignore the age-related comment that has offended you, and we encourage you to continue listening, and we will do our best to be the ones that respond.
The texter said, I asked a very polite question and I get age baited. No, it's not age baiting, sir or ma'am. If you're new to this, then yes, relax. I'm just joking.
Going 32.
It's all jokes. I'm a huge smartass, and that's just, it's all jokes. 99.9% of what I say, I don't mean, including this.
How old?
I'm sorry.
You said you thought that they were a young millennial.
What?
When you were saying how old did the new sports mapper be to ask such a question? Either 80 or...
80, yeah.
I say 31, 32.
Really?
It's my guess. Okay. Nick, you got a guess? The new listener?
I'd probably go in the 40s.
Okay.
Like 43, 44.
I don't know why people get so upset.
I'm telling you, age, we know that age can be, you know, that's a sensitive thing.
Indeed it is.
I bet you this. Whoever texted in that question, I would be willing to bet you that I'm older than them, but they're the ones that are getting upset.
That'd be weak.
It was just a joke.
Someone said they got 97.5 past LaGrange. What the hell do they got? Like a freaking tower off their trunk?
Probably.
That is strange.
That's a hell of a guess.
Which way is LaGrange? Is that towards Louisiana?
That's like way west, southwest.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's ZZ Top.
It must be the African dust carrying the signal further.
Damn dust again.
Yeah.
Oh, your boy's on hold. Look out. Show ain't a show till LU Mike shows up.
Should we do this now before we go to break?
I mean, we can if we don't want.
Yeah, they're not usually that long.
Well, they're still screening it. Okay, now we can take them.
Okay.
With no subject, which is dangerous as hell.
Well, I mean, it's LU Mike.
Yeah, we can dump it and hang
up. Guys, I was thinking about this African dust. Okay. All right, LU Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys, it's a good day, you know, about resolve and coming together, and we haven't heard from White Magic or Jerry. Kind of makes me wonder what they're doing. And if they were doing something, would White Magic change his handle to Ben and Jerry's?
He knew that he got a reaction he wanted, and he bowed out.
He may not be the most consistent, but with OU Mike is the Chris Carter of callers.
Oh.
He'll hit about 198, but he'll hit 40 home runs, and you really enjoy those 40 home runs.
That Chris Carter. I thought you were going to say he had big hands like Chris Carter, the receiver.
No, I'm talking Chris Carter, the former Astros first baseman, who would hit 198 with 40 home runs. That's all you might.
It's not bad.
No?
It's not bad.
Okay. No, I thought the same thing, too. I thought you were talking about the football, but then when you started saying home run,
It's kind of Aaron Judge. He either strikes out or hits the home run.
Well, now you're trying to one up my analogy. Why are you?
I'm not trying.
I already threw Chris Carter out. Now you've got an Aaron Judge.
Why are you being me?
I just got Aaron Judged me. Damn it!
Why are you being? So you want me to go to Rob Deere?
No.
So I won't be one upping. You'll be one downing. You or maybe more than that.
Does nothing.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got a half hour to go in the big show, and that means there's plenty more still to go on both Sports Map and ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, right now, though, man, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, I just saw Jordan in the hallway, and I told him, I said, hey, if we can make it work, we should try to slip in like a gift certificate during the listener party. So we're going to work on that and see if we can figure something out. Because I really want you guys that haven't been to Cowboys and Indians to get out there and try it, man. It is so good. Every listener that has gone out there because they've heard me talk about them has gotten back to me either via Twitter or Instagram or private message and said, dude, I really didn't think it was going to live up to how much you hype it up. it was outstanding, and it was worthy of the hype that you put upon it. And I'm telling you guys, you're going to love this food. If you don't know what Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is, it's a fusion restaurant between Southern comfort and Indian food. So the menu is super diverse, but it's also really good. I wasn't even a fan of Indian food before I went to Cowboys and Indians. They converted me. That's a true story I've told on the air before. Like I was like, ugh, I can't do it. Haas made me try their butter chicken. I was in love immediately, and then started trying everything on the menu. So I can vouch for it. There's very few things on the menu you're not going to like. They've got some of the best butter chicken in Houston, like I mentioned. They've got like lamb vindaloo, which is really, really good as well that I've had. I've had their chicken curry. I've had their chicken fried steak. I've had chicken fried chicken. The sliders, the wings, the Himalayan heat burger. Dude, it's all really good. You can't go wrong while you're there. They even have healthy menus. So if you're trying to eat right, they've got salads, grilled chicken with green beans. Take your pick. It's all there, all delicious. And they've got a full-service bar, so you can get your drink on, watch a game, enjoy the food. It's a nice night out. It's really convenient right there in Midtown as well, off of Taft Street, 1901 Taft. Also, our show loves the non-quesadillas. And what Cowboys and Indians is doing is giving you 20% off those quesadillas if you just mention the usual suspects. So when you go in there, start with that as your appetizer. And don't forget to get some of that red velvet cake before you leave. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Don't forget, every Wednesday at 7 p.m., they have trivia night. For more information on the menu and everything else going on over there, CNI713 on Facebook. Make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show.
Yeah, hey, let's do the name game right now. I was totally prepared. I wasn't scrambling for the paper. If you don't know what the name game is, it's where we pick two names and then give away a prize. And if your name is one of those names and you're the first caller, then you win the prize of the day. Today's prize is a gift certificate for two free admissions to the Dinner Detective Murder Mystery Dinner Show. It includes the complete murder mystery show, a fantastic dinner, waitstaff gratuity is included. That's nice. A prize package for the winner, and much, much more. In this show, everyone is a suspect, even you, and the killer might be at your table. What? Yeah. So we're doing the show. We're doing it because Charlie and the fill-ins for Charlie didn't give away the prize. So we're going to do it. So if your name is Jason or Dan, be the first caller to 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Be the first caller, Jason or Dan, and you win the gift certificate to, what the hell is that? That's the Dinner Detective Murder Mystery Dinner Show. There it is. Good luck.
The prize is a mystery.
Yes. Have you ever been to one of those? I haven't been, but I've heard it's kind of fun.
Nick, you went, didn't you?
No, I went to the one that was similar. Like, there's like a play and you're having dinner, but it's not.
It's not the same thing?
No.
I thought it was.
I went to the escape room where you're in a room.
Try to solve the mystery.
Oh, you did the escape room too?
Well, you're in a room and they give you clues and you have to find a way to get out of the room.
Oh. Are you sure that wasn't, was it Matt Lauer? You just didn't have a meeting with
Matt
Lauer?
No, it's called the escape room. Shut up.
I feel like they should have a Matt Lauer edition of the escape room. That'd be sweet. Just a room with a desk in it.
It'd be funny, but so wrong.
You just gotta look
and
it on the desk.
And then have the guy from Dateline waiting behind. Once the door shuts and the people get cozy.
What's that?
The Dateline guy that always caught the pedophiles.
Oh, yeah,
when they come
into
the house thinking that they're, hey, you know, and all of a sudden, hello.
Yeah. USA Mike said, what's Cowboys and Indians hours? Yeah, they open at 4 today. They changed them up a little bit. I need to get an update from Haas, but I do know that, like, on today, they open at 4 p.m. and they're open till 9.
Why does he do that? I mean, just out of curiosity, being so close to downtown, Midtown, and all the offices downtown, you would think they'd scoot over there.
I'm not sure. It may be just to maximize value. I mean, if you've got, you know, because everything, dude, everything's made from scratch. So when you're making food and if you're, you know, it probably buys more time for the busier times, which is probably dinner time.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he does it, but it must make the most sense for the business.
And it's still kind of a developing area. So things kind of change in that area.
I think if word of mouth spreads and people start talking about how good the food is, I would think that you'll see a lot of people that'll start asking Haas, hey, I'd love to come over for lunch real quick.
Well, I know they're open certain days on lunch.
I'm looking at the Google hours, which to my understanding, the Google hours, you can update it like instantly. But I don't want to give out what the hours say on Google, and then it's wrong.
So, well, Monday through Wednesday, 4 to 9 p.m. Is that right?
Bring it up. Just Google Siri.
Google Siri.
So Wednesday says 4 to 9. Thursday says 11 to 9.
Correct.
Friday, 11 to 10. Saturday, 11 to 10. Sunday, 11 to 9. Monday and Tuesday, 11 to 9. I mean, 4 to 9.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. So I'm on their Grubhub.
Monday through Wednesday, 4 to 9, according to Google.
Monday through Wednesday, 4 to 9. Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then on the weekends, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So they do have lunch. It's just not Monday through Wednesday. If you want to go for lunch, which you should, you absolutely should, go Thursday or Friday. In fact, fellas, I was talking to Jordan. I wasn't just making that up. That was a real thing. I was talking to him in the hall about Cowboys and Indians. And we were talking about getting back out there and just having lunch.
I said that to you the other day.
So, yeah. So that's what I said. I said, Joel mentioned it. We definitely need to do it. Jordan was like, yeah, I'm down. So I'm out next week while they're doing lunch on Thursday and Friday. So how about when I get back from OKC, we pick a Thursday or Friday and go out there?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. And we'll let the listeners know if they want to come out and join us.
I mean, they've only been they haven't been open that long. They've already got 200 Google reviews, and they've already got 4 stars.
It's been about...
They haven't been open that long.
No, I've been talking for them like a little over a year, I think.
Is that long? That's great.
Yeah, it's been a minute now.
Relax your taste buds.
What?
Cowboys and Indians.
Not relax your taste buds.
Huh.
Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world.
Well, that's what I meant. As the world
that
turns.
That sounds kind of
on both sports map creepy. And ESPN 97.5.
That sounds creepy. Hey, don't worry about it. Just relax your taste buds.
Kelly Eco reporting. Is this a thing?
Uh-oh.
Carmelo and Chris Paul together in L.A. getting shots up. Ooh, saucy. I don't know if that's a thing. It's just they work out every summer.
Uh-oh. Somebody's angry.
Again?
The same texter. He said, I'm an older gentleman who recently moved to the city. I began listening to your show today at the advice of a friend. He told me that Barry was a good guy and that sure was, kind of a chump. I guess I'm kind of a chump, but a good guy. However, after our very brief interaction, I can tell you from his apology on your behalf that Joel has a lot of good in his heart. It is you, Barry, who is the chump. If you cannot appreciate an older demographic listening to your program, and if you cannot respect your elders, then I simply cannot be a part of this. Good day, sir.
Respect your elders.
That's all legit?
I guess so.
Come back, sir. We're here.
You just wanted to come back because he called me a chump
and
not you.
No, I don't want anybody calling anybody a chump, but gosh darn it, don't leave.
I feel like if you really got upset about it, then this probably isn't the show for you. So good day, sir. Honestly. I mean, if that upsets you, that I'm sitting here. How many people... And how many times have the three of us busted each other's balls? We just bagged on a caller, OU Mike. We've teased everybody, but you're off limits? I'm sorry, but you're not. That's why I say maybe this ain't the show for you. Nobody's off limits, sir. Nobody.
Wait.
We all have fun here. It's all in good fun. It's all in good nature. You'll know when it's serious because we'll tell you it's serious. But if you can't take a little ribbing about being old, which I call myself old. We make fun of Joel.
I've called way too many people on this
what?
Company
yeah.
old.
We I'm make fun of. I'm going back on
we
the
make
fact
fun
that
of Joel for being old. I mean,
nobody's off limits. What the hell happened there?
Don't you start with me.
What the? Okay. And we want to finish your Cowboys and Indians day because JD wants to know, he's thinking about trying Cowboys and Indians this weekend.
Totally should.
What else besides the not quesadillas? No, definitely non-quesadillas and get them.
Yes.
The and not of a non-bread.
Chicken fried steak.
Here's my go-to meal at Cowboys and Indians. If you're hungry now, because even AJ said it's a lot of food. Start off with the non-quesadillas. All right? Then get the Himalayan Heat Burger and do it producer Tyler style. Get the 65 sauce on the side and then finish it off with red velvet cake. You do that, let me know what you think. You're going to love all that, I promise. It's amazing.
If you get 4 of those sauces, does it... Never mind.
Don't.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We got one segment to go in the big show. Then we'll turn it over to AJ and some dude and Jong. As they'll
AJ
take
and
home
some fat
seven.
Guy. We don't know who. We'll get the name later. It's AJ and some fat guy.
Wow.
Some really big guy.
Last like segment coming up. Usual Suspects. Don't go away. I walk it out. I walk it out. I wish I walk it out. I wish I walk it out. I wish I walk it out. You give me money. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But she ain't messing with no broke. Broke. You give me money. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. And before we go any further, I do want to tell you that my good friends at Gallery Furniture are always serving up deals for you at all of their three locations. We know what Mattress Mack's about in this community. We know he's a staple. We know he likes to get involved with helping Houstonians, and that also goes with his business at Gallery Furniture. Any of the three locations, you're going to get the same great quality customer service, the incredible American-made furniture, solid wood brands like Stickley that have leather and upholstered furniture, furniture really for every room of your house, and they're going to work with you on all the customer service-based things that you care about most, like financing and the easiest ways and the best ways for you to pay, as well as the delivery, because what they say is what they do. You buy today, you get it tonight. That's just the way they do business at Gallery Furniture. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase, the delivery people will be at your door. They will be serving up your new furniture. They will be moving things around and rearranging furniture that you want in other rooms, and they'll be taking away anything you don't need, because they want you coming back. And everything they use in their marketing campaigns, it's not just the shtick. It's exactly what they believe in. That means that there are no back order slips. What you see on the showroom floor is exactly what you're going to get delivered that same day, with no waiting and no frustration in the terms that you can't get the furniture when you need it, but they're willing to sell it to you the minute that you want to buy it. Like in other furniture stores, Gallery takes care of every detail along the way. And that also means what Max says is exactly what they do. Gallery really will save you money.
Chan said that usually when an older person tells you to respect your elders, those are the ones who are not deserving of any respect. That was Chan's
certain,
words.
I think a certain, to a certain extent, it's true. I believe
that. Chan's words,
I was about
not
to tell
mine.
You both, and now I'm not.
What, to respect your elders?
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, I feel like sometimes even most, well, not most shows, but our show and maybe The Blitz are two shows that you have to give it a little bit. It's the Jim Rome thing. You remember back in the day, Jim sure. Rome would always, when he would get a new affiliate market, I remember when he first came to Houston, he would say, look, a lot of you aren't going to like it at first. Give it a couple weeks. Figure out what the show's about.
Understand the terminology.
Without having to come out and say, yeah, look, it's all a shtick. Yeah. And once you figure the shtick out, you might like it, you might not, but don't judge it just on the surface. Same thing. Like,
I think Granado falls in that category.
But I didn't see that coming, because we like
yeah,
to have,
no, that's a
Granado
good point.
Granado definitely
you
falls in that
understand,
category.
You have to understand Granado, because if you first listen to him, you're like, you're an a-hole.
You're going
to
hate him. Yeah,
yeah, I don't like you at all. But then you start to realize that you're a homer, and he's not. He's just being Granado. So.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is we like to have fun. We like to give that kind of connection to our loyals and our suspects so that they feel more of a part of the show. And part of it is kind of the banter back and forth. So I thought after the first couple text messages, we were bantering back. We were going to get the actual age, have some fun with it, couple of laughs along the way. And then you get that, and I'm waiting for you to go, no, I just made that up. And you're just keeping going. And I'm going, oh, wow.
My takeaway is that at first you were going to be the chump.
I think
and
I
was the nice guy.
Yeah.
And then you apologized, which I don't remember you apologizing.
I did. I said, on behalf of me and Nick, we'd like you to make sure that you stay tuned in.
Oh, yeah. So then now I'm the chump and you're not. Well, then just listen for Joel. And when I talk, just turn the volume down. And then turn it back up when Joel talks.
And we'll just call you.
And then turn it back down again.
Dre. You can be like your own producer. Just do the audio levels and bring me up and down. And
there you go.
Roll with it.
Hey, so this is the, remember the Vikings caller? That had a bet with you about the Packers.
Yeah, but
yesterday.
I thought that was a Bears bet.
Yeah, it was a Bears bet.
It was a Bears bet from yesterday, and we said call back closer to the start of the season. Last time I checked, we're one day closer.
Well,
it was because it was
just
a Bears.
You gotta preface that now. Don't go anywhere.
Don't be making jokes, Joel. Nobody has time for that. This is serious business. Don't be teasing, and you're gonna hurt somebody's feelings around here. Damn it. Robert, what's up?
Hey. No, this isn't the same guy.
Yeah, okay. That was a Bears. Yeah, that was a different guy. What was
right,
the dude?
It says right. Bet from yesterday, so I assumed it was. I didn't. The rest of it's cut off, so I can't.
Yeah. No, what it is I'm a Vikings fan. I grew up in Minnesota, and I called a while ago, and I told Joel about how I met Mark Starr at the Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
And the thing what I want to do is when the season gets close, I want to get in on that NFC North bet.
Okay. Oh.
All right. So for, like, between the two teams, who wins the division, you mean?
Yeah, whoever comes out on top. I mean, because I know that Bears fan, it's more bust than balls than anything, because Mitch Trubisky isn't going to be
gonna
it. I was
going to say, when so basically, hey, Robert, when I heard Mitch was his bitch, that's it's over.
So basically, Robert wants to have a three-way with you and the other guy.
That's it.
Easy shocker.
There you go.
Easy shocker. There you that's go. Not going to happen. But yeah, he wants a bet.
He wants a three-way bet. So, yeah. Right, Robert?
Should have just called it a three-way.
That's it. Been
thanks.
Don't say a bet. You should have left the bet part out.
What's
I had to let him off the hook a little bit.
No.
Okay.
Robert, you like that? You like that? That's your quarterback.
So, Robert, what is this bet going to be about, though? Do we know, or are we going to wait until closer?
I don't know what we're going to do as the actual payoff. But.
Hey, we can. I mean, if we want to do like, to a charity or something, or something like that.
I'm not trying to get a second mortgage on my house, but we can work something out.
Hey, you never know.
I know.
Depends on where you live, though.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get into all that. But yeah, we'll definitely talk about it because, look, friendly banter is always good, and we'll figure out something, whether it be food or charity or otherwise. We'll work it out.
That'll work.
Okay, buddy. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Cool.
You didn't think that was cool at all. Let's be honest.
No, I don't care. I don't think many people care about
a bet. I tried to move it along for you.
Was it the Norris division, the black and blue division?
It is the North, also kiddingly responded as the Norse. It's not the Norse anymore when two of the teams play indoors, which is just p-ball.
So this dude whose phone number ends in 4900, he always texts mean stuff about me because he's a hateful little man. So I just wanted you guys to know that I'm blocking him.
How do you know how little he is?
I don't know.
I was just going to ask that, too.
Ask how old he is. That's the bigger question.
Just me using random words. So if your number ends in 4900 and starts with 83299, I mean, I'll give the last one.
Here he goes again.
Just know that you're blocked and no one will ever see your text again. So bye, bitch. Oh, look who's...
Oh!
Look! Oh, even better. Look who's the
who
look
needs
who's on
Houdini?
The line.
We got White Magic.
This is going to be about OU Mike. I can't wait.
Oh, damn it. Come on. Where you been?
What?
Where have you been?
He's like, what?
Man, look, I've been traveling a lot for work, man. I've been back and forth between here, Louisiana, Arkansas, Minnesota, man. I've been all over the damn place the last couple of weeks.
I've been everywhere, man.
But listen, I want to get in on a bet, too. I bet that Jerry's next seven calls will be terrible. Will just be absolutely terrible. Will anyone front me on that?
You know what? I want in on that. I'm going to say OU Mike's next seven calls, so let's make this a three-way. Nick, who you got? Eric. You take Eric.
I'll say Eric Wong.
For OU Mike, the over-under on terrible calls is about 37. He's about 1-37. Every 37th call, he'll have a good. Today's was pretty good. That was actually pretty funny. I actually LOL'd. I laughed out loud. But otherwise, he's awful.
See, Mike Tragic, you just got to slow down your roll when I'm getting on my thing. He just. We don't know what we're getting, Matt. Yeah. Wait, when we bring him on the show, we don't know what we're getting from him. It's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I know. You don't. I don't even know where to begin. He's just terrible. He's like hemorrhoids.
He kind of sounds like Barkley coming, when he says terrible.
You know they're there, but that still doesn't make it fun.
I thought you were just going to say he's a pain in the ass. It's a lot easier for hemorrhoids.
That too. Well, that's more like pain in the ass is more like 11-1 and 4-7.
White Magic, we appreciate you, buddy.
We'll leave it at that.
We gotta go, man. Thanks for the call, White Magic. Good to have you back.
All right, Nick and I are departing. Jong and AJ are.
By the way, that the old man, 73. He texted.
Oh really?
Dang, that's Barry Warner's age.
Is it really?
Yeah. Barry Warner's 73.
I thought Barry,
unless he's already moved on to 74.
I thought he was like 82.
Wait, are we going to announce who won Way Back Wednesday?
I assume that means
that can mean only one thing.
I didn't look. I was just wondering if y'all checked.
Look, go check.
I was just wondering if y'all checked.
Who? Who won, Nick? So Tell us.
Some dude named Nick. He always wins.
Yeah.
It's like 27 times in a row.
The pandering three-hour music extravaganza is over. That means the Blitz is next. It is AJ. It is Jong. And, yeah, Barry's hanging in there for another 3 hours. Don't put your stuff away.
Oh, that's right. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm out.
You need to spread out and bring in some more of your grub.
At least I get to sit over there where there's not this stupid cage. So that's
keep
good.
Your blue chair.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, they're next. The Blitz will take you home till 7. We'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on The Usual Suspects. Because everything that you thought I would be has fallen apart right in front of you. Yeah, boy.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.